In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? We choose freedom. The freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win.
I'ma keep on running, cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
Paid for by Harris for President.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 15th of July. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Well, we may disagree. We are not enemies. We're neighbors. We're friends, co-workers, citizens. And most importantly, we're fellow Americans.
Biden urges America to dial back the rhetoric after Trump shooting and man dies in latest fatality on our roads. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Joe Biden has called for divided Americans to come together, saying we need to lower the temperature in politics. Speaking from the Oval Office, Mr. Biden said politics must never be a killing field, adding that we are neighbours, not enemies. He's also ordered an independent security review into the attack at the Pennsylvania rally on Saturday. The US president says an assassination attempt on Donald Trump is contrary to everything we stand for as a nation.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence, for any violence ever. No exceptions. We can't allow this violence to be normalized. You know, the political record in this country has gotten very heated. It's time to cool it down.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Secret Service is still investigating how a gunman armed with a rifle was able to get close enough to shoot and injure Donald Trump. One man was killed and two others were injured. Matt Shoemaker is a former intelligence officer at the Defense Intelligence Agency.
From my perspective, this looks like this may have been a failure on the law enforcement, the second tier level. And the reason why is because the communication between local law enforcement and Secret Service is oftentimes delayed. And in these sorts of situations, time is of the essence.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses after a man died in a road crash in Louth. A woman was also hospitalised with serious injuries following the collision. Joe Caulfield reports.
A man in his 60s passed away after a two-car collision which happened on the R166 at Annagassan, Dunlear in County Louth yesterday morning. He was pronounced dead at the scene and his body was taken to the mortuary at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Drogheda for a post-mortem examination. The driver of the second car, a woman in her 40s, was airlifted to the Mater Hospital in Dublin where she's being treated for serious injuries. A forensic examination was carried out at the scene and Gardaí are appealing for anyone who may have been travelling in the area at the time or has dashcam footage to come forward.
It's claimed the Hamas withdrawal from ceasefire negotiations is a calculated political move. Representatives of the militant group have pulled out of talks aimed at pausing the conflict, citing massacres committed by Israel as the reason. It comes after 141 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a humanitarian safe zone in Gaza on Saturday, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. Irish security analyst Declan Power says the timing of the move is shrewd.
They're linking the alleged massacre to their negotiations and, you know, the world is concentrated on wanting to see those negotiations produce something tangible that may bring peace. So it's a clever enough move. Hamas have shown themselves to be politically adept and they've shown a strategic talent that Israel has not.
The seasonal flu vaccine is being extended for the coming year. The health minister has announced it'll be free for all those over 60 and to children aged 2 to 17. Minister Stephen Donnelly says children aged 2 and over will be eligible for the nasal spray flu vaccine. A jab will be available for other eligible groups, including those aged 60 and over, people with certain health conditions and healthcare workers. The government must not only work towards meeting its climate obligations, it also must improve living standards. That's according to Social Justice Ireland, which says social protection must provide a safety net for those most vulnerable to the shocks of a green transition. It's calling for a reduction in the number of private cars on the roads through investment in active travel and public transport. Social Justice Ireland research and policy analyst Michelle Murphy says as society brings changes like AI, people need support.
as we're moving to, you know, a cleaner, greener economy, and also, you know, preparing for the impact of digitalization and AI, we need to reform our social protection system so it can adequately put a minimum social floor under people at times of need, but also times where they're, you know, changing employment, perhaps upskilling, reskilling.
A new study suggests people's personalities have more of an impact on their level of life satisfaction than their circumstances. Instead of just asking participants to rate their own happiness, academics also ask someone who knows them well the same questions. Researchers found more satisfied people were more emotionally stable, extroverted and conscientious, and could react better to most circumstances. In entertainment news, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman are calling on fans to be heroes and donate blood. The Hollywood stars have appeared in a public appeal video ahead of the release of their superhero movie Deadpool and Wolverine later this month. They explained that while a lot of fake blood is shed in the film, it's real blood that's needed to save lives. And in sport, in soccer, England have suffered a 2-1 defeat to Spain in the Euro 2024 final. They conceded late in Berlin after Cole Palmer had equalised for Gareth Southgate's side in the second half. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? We choose freedom. The freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win. I'ma keep on running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves. Paid for by Harris for President.